Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Good morning. This is Mike, and this is my chance each month to share about a small-time leader in my life. On Thursday, March 25th, 5 days before my open heart surgery, I was standing in the Raven Fork River in Cherokee, North Carolina, casting to the biggest trout in the Smoky Mountains with my 31-year-old guide, Josh Branson, a master fly fishing guide who was wise beyond his years. But before I tell you about Josh, I'd like to remind you of my two guests this past month on the Small Time Leader podcast. Micah Andrews, who is CEO of the Foundry Ministries in Birmingham, and Philip Van Hoosier, a Hall of Fame speaker and business advisor and consultant. Micah told us about leaders in his life who taught him the importance of being real and the warning that so many leaders fall because of sexual temptation and yielding to that. Philip told us about two men in his life who actually were his first two managers in his first job, and the importance of heartfelt feedback and honest feedback to people and challenging your people to be more than they can be. There's certainly more to it than this, but I hope you'll take a minute if you haven't to go back and listen to the podcast in August of Micah and Phil. Now back to Josh. Josh was an ex-Marine who served in Iraq. He loved what he did, but after 10 years, he thought it was time to move on. He came back to the States searching for his career. Had no idea what he was going to do. And one day, a friend of his invited him to go fly fishing. He had never been before. He loved it. He actually fell in love with it so much, he decided that day, he told me, that he was going to become a professional fly fishing guide. As he told me his story of how he became interested and then pursued fly fishing and then found his purpose or his passion, I realized that he was so unlike most 20-somethings I talked with these days who are searching for their purpose in life and really sitting waiting for it to come to them. But Josh had discovered the secret, which is to find your purpose or your passion. You first just find something you're interested in, then pursue it hard and you'll discover your passion. He talked about the obstacles he faced as he moved towards becoming a fly fishing guide. A novice, had no idea what he was doing. He ran into a bunch of old crusty fly fishing guides who were naysayers and critics and told him he couldn't do it. But he told me that he had learned in his life that you have a choice, that obstacles can be a barrier to your path in life, or they can be the path. His words hit home for me as I thought about the barriers I would be facing going forward. And I know as each of us have those that we face, that we can make a choice on that. You talk about wisdom beyond his years, the amazing young man. By the way, last month, I got a call from Josh. He was just recruited to a fly fishing guide in Montana, the mecca of fly fishing in the United States. Thank you, Josh, for reminding me about how we find our purpose. It's always in the pursuit. And the one thing I'll always keep with me is that I can make a choice if the obstacle I face in my life is a barrier or a blessing. Josh Branson, another small-time leader in my life.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.